It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. We have our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 4, D?
All right, so first up, I've got Malik Nabers. He is the real deal, even with Daniel Jones as his quarterback, and he's on his way to being Rookie of the Year. Number two, I've got Alvin Kamara. I think he's fourth in the league in attempts, and I'm loving him this season. There's a real commitment to getting him the ball in space. And number three, Z doesn't believe this one, but actually, I'm going to change this. I was going to pick the Denver Broncos defense, but I just found out that they're leading. But their leading tackler just is out for the rest of the season. So I'm going to change that, and I'm going to change that to Breece Hall, even though Braylon Edwards has been Braylon Allen has been stealing his carries. I think Hall has a nice game against the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair pick, you know. I mean, it's a good idea to kind of move off of that, especially now that they lost their leading tackler. That's definitely an issue. But, yeah, the Broncos defense was to begin with, and now you lose your best player. That's always going to be an issue. So I am going to go my first pick, Rashid Shaheed against the Falcons. What can you say? He's a speedster. He's Derek Carr's favorite target. And the Falcons' defense is okay, but I wouldn't necessarily call them a world beater. I can definitely see Shaheed having a big game for the Saints on Sunday. Number two, give me the Steelers' defense against the Colts. The Steelers, until they lay an egg, they are a must start. 8.7 points per game. That is what they allow. Until they have a stinker, you ride that Steeler defense. And then number three, give me Tony Pollard against the Dolphins. So Will Levis isn't great, but you know what? I'll take Tony Pollard. He's got the speed.
I hope you're right.
He's on your fantasy team?
Yes.
There you go. I think he's going to have a good game. The Dolphins' defense is not great. Will Levis isn't that great, so he's going to have to put the team on his back. And he might be able to do it. We'll see. I'm expecting big things. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
Red lights. All right. Anthony Richardson. Sorry for all of you that drafted him, but he's either boom or bust, and he's been bust. So I don't like his chances against the Steelers this weekend. Number two, I differ with Z. I don't like Josh Jacobs in this game. I think Minnesota is the real deal. I think they are going to shut down the Packers this weekend. And number three, I'm going with Travis Kelce. He's not part of the game plan. Teams are doubling him and they're taking him away. They're letting other teams beat them. And believe it or not, they're letting other players beat them. And believe it or not, it's working, because in every game they've played so far this year, they've only won by one score.
That's fair. Like Travis Kelce at the beginning of the year said he didn't want to be used as a decoy. Well, what?
He's not a decoy, Z, but what they're pretty much doing is they're going to try to make other people beat them. And in doing that, it's working, because they're within striking distance at the end of every game they play. So you're going to keep doing it. It's working. You know, and unless they get Travis Kelce the ball, they're not going to be able to blow teams out.
Yeah. Well,
I'm really not a fan of the Chiefs' offense this year. Especially, they have Worthy. They have Rice, who's been playing amazing. They have Juju Smith-Schuster. they lost their running back, but they're not really scaring people. And really, Pat's been pedestrian. It's been all right. Nothing great.
No, he hasn't been that great this year. Definitely not. Now, it might just be a little bit of conservation. You're just trying to, you know, get by with what you can until later. Because there's no reason to do, like, the snowflake huddles and all that bullshit that Andy Reid is wont to do from time to time and add the whimsy to it. You don't need the trickeration right now. You know, you save it from when you need it the most. Because it got to the point where things were getting too cute and they were just fucking around for the sake of fucking around at some point. And that bothers me for the Chiefs. But as far as red lights, I don't like Caleb Williams against the Rams. He has not shown me all that much. What he's shown is that he's not ready for prime time just yet. The defense is there. The weapons are there. He needs a little bit more seasoning. And the Rams defense is good. They are stout. So back off of Caleb Williams. Red light number two. I don't like Bo Nix against the Jets. I don't like it at all. I think that secondary is going to pick him apart. And I think he's going to end up on his back multiple times. So stay away from Bo Nix. And then number three, my third red light. I gotta say, the Ravens defense against the Bills. They didn't end well against the Cowboys. And that was a far inferior team to the Bills. That is a turnoff to me. That is something that scares the shit out of me. Now, again, no Yannick Ngakoue. He just got signed. They're not there yet. The Ravens are not where they've been. And they'll get there, but they're not there yet. I can see Josh Allen torching them for significant yardage and a couple of tutties. But those are our picks. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at Faderout Podcast, or drop us a line on X at FaderoutDNZ. It's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.